With a week to go before Election Day, American democracy is in full swing. In lecture halls and auditoriums, town plazas and parks, stump speeches are made daily. We've been broadcasting excerpts from some of those speeches from the presidential race. Today we hear from the Libertarian Party candidate, Michael Bednarik. He spoke yesterday to a group of engineering students in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
One of the biggest problems that I have as a Libertarian candidate is the fact that when I started this campaign, 50% of the people in the United States had never even heard of the Libertarian Party. And more disturbingly, many of the people who had heard of the Libertarian Party had, you know, wildly diverging views as to what the Libertarian Party actually stands for. Because we are libertarians, many people think that we are liberals. And it's true, we do have liberal positions on some issues, but we also have conservative positions on other issues. So we're not really schizophrenic, but we do have positions that would appeal to just about everybody in the United States. If it helps you remember, we are libertarians. And the good news for me is that people of college age have a very visceral, heartfelt understanding of what liberty is. Just a quick survey. How many people here plan to be living at home with mom and dad 5 years from now? I don't see a single hand, which is typically the response. Now, do I understand this correctly? I mean, you may have just moved out, but you've been living in a 3 or 4 bedroom home, cable TV, refrigerator full of food, and you're going to move out and put yourself in a small studio apartment, little baby TV with a bent-up coat hanger for an antenna, you know, ice cubes and leftover bologna in the mini fridge. I mean, I went to college. I know what the menu is like. Why would you do that? Why would you leave home where mom and dad presumably love you and live just barely above the poverty level? The answer is liberty. Mom, I love you. Dad, you're my best friend, but I'm moving out. I'm moving into my own apartment. It's time for me to grow up, time for me to make my own decisions. I decide when I go to bed at night. I decide what channels I'm going to watch on TV. It's called self-determination. And the Libertarian Party agrees with you. You are old enough, and it is your turn to start making your own decisions. If you're 30 years old and still living at home with mom and dad, there's a bit of a problem. In any decision about your life, either you can make that decision or the government can make that decision for you. Another quick survey. How many people think that you are smart enough to make decisions in your life without government assistance? Can I see a show of hands, please? Please hold them up. Please look around the room at all of the libertarians. I don't know how you are planning to vote in November, but if you have the audacity to think that you are smart enough to make your own decisions, then you are indeed a libertarian at heart.
Libertarian Party candidate Michael Bednarik speaking yesterday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can hear other stump speeches we've broadcast this year at our website, npr.org, and there will be more to come in the week remaining.